this. Like, I work at Magnic.
Technically, if we give them Skype,
I have my phone.
We're giving them internet access and cell phones and things like that too. internet access. It's still a tool necessary for having Skype, for instance.
If we deliver them,
so I don't think we should look at paying for their tools. At least not for now.
So who would we get?
Like Skype, for instance.
Yep.
Their internet.
Yeah, but
there's tools that they need. But why do you have to incur that cost? That's part of their regular life cost.
But but people usually, yeah. But the thing is
if we get big enough, sure, the company might be able to incur that.
I would say that you know all those infomercials.
To incur those costs, you need to set up quotas and deadlines and things like that. I'm very much against quotas. You know what
remember
I mean? Work at your own pace. Just do it right.
Yeah. Remember that statement that I gave you yesterday?
You know how long we've been fucking talking yesterday? Like fucking 6 hours in the middle of the morning.
Remember that four letter acronym?
Okay.
Acronym?
Oh, it's brain fart. Acronym.
I got it anyway.
GGFO.
GTFO.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, GTFO isn't one that I usually see.
So, okay. I have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I'm usually pretty quick to get the rest from.
Okay.
So,
remember, you went down. It's incorrect. Please check the number and charge you.
Yeah. No, but what was the point you were just making?
Like,
my brain is dying. So. If we incur their Skype cost, right? I mean, it's $5 a month for them. But if they bring us in it could be taking out of their commission.
But what about internet?
We can take it out of 10%.
Internet is also a tool needed for the job. If we pay Skype, we pretty much have to pay internet. It's the same type of thing.
Oh, right. I see what you're saying. God damn.
Keep out of that ball game, and then you worry about your tools. You're a subcontractor.
Yeah. Tools, man.
You think the subcontractor goes to you when he repairs your bathroom and says, I need your hammer? He's got his own hammer in the truck, you know what I mean? Like, if not, go down to fucking Home Hardware. I don't have a hammer.
Okay.
I called you.
Because if a person is just like, say we have a friend of ours, but has phone but doesn't have long distance, but he can't afford to make all those calls. Unless we could say that their salary is covering that, right?
Well, if he's got internet, then all he has to afford is $5 a month.
See, no, but that's what I would say, is that wouldn't it be better to get 50% out of their pocket right off the bat and have that? Oof.
Say 10% of how many sales they make, $2, right?
Yeah.
What if we make it smaller than that a bit, but enough to cover monthly internet costs? So, say we get internet and shit covered, right?
Just give them as much money as they can possibly get at that point, and let them manage whatever that money goes to. They might be able to find cheaper internet, or if I can get the time to Skype.
We could have a referral system with their logic. We bring your customers.
How many customers would you bring? 20, 30, max?
Check if there's that. get mine with call. Yeah, so here, check that. I was thinking about, like, the Christmas thing, and, like, how to go out. And then, like, the more you add, will very quietly make the setup for you. I'll put that one.
Hold on, Chris. No, I don't want to hear this.
Yeah, I just thought it was like, instead of telling customers different plans like that, but yeah, still having different sales fees, what we can do is we can have, we don't have to tell them the plans about options. Well, what we can do, we can just have it so that when customers are adding to the cart, they see price is going to go up to see, and once we set up the setup, it can go up a little bit. It's getting more.
Okay. All right. You know Need for Speed Underground? There's when you build up your cars, man. It has that kind of menu interactivity. Like, your gamers would love it. No, think about it. Like, you get your website template, and you got the menus to mod it, like, color scheme. Like, your site builder, right? Make it fucking Need for Speed Underground. Awesome timing.
There you go.
Genius.
Hello, hello. Hi, Michael, it's Daniel.
Don't judge me.
Yeah, basically you're just going to get some software which is called Ventrilo.
Basically, it's just a chat program. Like, more or less, you can do voice chat over the internet with it. So it hooks up to a central server, and yeah, talk to everyone from there.
Can we do events in the living room?
Cool. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Survey for existing customers to see what prices they would like.
Another thing, yes. I wanted the sales agents. I want the sales agents.
Yeah.
As part of the sales agents thing, I want the sales agents to actually make it part of the open staff
consumer group looking for input from people on fair pricing for internet services.
And then later they can lead into, well, we actually have websites for $20 a month.
Yeah.
Well, let's
there's a company that I got this company that kind of interested me. And what this company did is they designed a bulletin board, you know, like a tiny pen. You go into a dentist's office and you sit down here and fill in the form, and you give them the piece of paper and say, file it. What this does is the form is a screen that they fill out, and depending on what they fill in,